All right, look, Lloyd and Chris are not here, and they are going to really miss out because Nina Salvaggio is here for Monday Munchies, and the spread is on. Oh, look who just popped in, Renee Vitale.
Oh, hey, what's going on here?
So you're going to benefit from this segment as well, and we're very excited. We have Andrea Nicolella and Frank Nicolella. And Andrea, your dad is the one who started this chain and this place that everyone loves so much.
Yes, yes.
Well, welcome to you both. Thanks for being
thank
here.
Thank you. And by the way, happy National Sandwich Day.
Oh, thank you. I had no idea it was National Sandwich Day, but I plan to celebrate now that I know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so welcome to Monday Munchies. I personally love Nino Salvaggio. I'm not just saying that. I go shopping at the St. Clair Shores one every week or so. Talk to us about this history that your dad started, Andrea, and how it has grown to what it is now.
So back in 1968, my father kind of was working with my grandfather, left, had gone to the Navy, came home, went back to work to see my grandfather. Really wasn't room for him. My uncles were there and set out to open up his own store. Bought a store on Grosbeck Highway, started there, stayed for a little while. Then there was an opportunity in St. Clair Shores, which was at that time Metropolitan Market. By then had to have been 1970, 71. And started from there, grew it, and then opened more stores. And now we'll be opening our fifth in Livonia at the end of the year.
Very cool. And what I think about when I go to Nino's, I don't know, Renee, if you've been in a Nino's, that just like how fresh. Everything just looks delicious and fresh.
When you walk in by the prepared food area, it smells like my grandma's kitchen. Like, yeah. It just, the food smells are so great and overwhelming. Yeah, everything is very fresh.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an experience, for sure.
It really is.
We greatly appreciate it. Our passion is to make sure we give you great quality and great service.
Well, and accomplished.
Yeah, done. Check.
That's it.
Where do the recipes come from? I know your chef was in here bringing in some of these trays so we could see them.
Yeah, we have great Chef Nick Aponis here in studio. Our recipes come from, you know, recipes that we create, things that we see. We just started a new series, The Founder's Daughter, which comes from my father back 21 years ago had At the Market with Nino on Channel 7. And I took the recipe book and I said, let's do something great with this, right? I love to cook. My dad loved to cook. So my brother loves to cook. So we brought all these recipes together and created this whole new segment, and they're online. I love to cook pasta, and people come, my neighbors are like, I make the best pasta.
I bet you do.
She's very passionate
about pasta.
Absolutely.
Tell me about this recipe thing. Cause this is like something my friends and I talk about all the time. What are we going to make for dinner for our family now? Is this something we can look up and,
yep, you go online,
make your pasta?
Yeah, absolutely. NinoSalvaggio.com, Founder's Daughter. And then that recipes are easy because Italian cooking is not hard. It's pretty easy, right?
It's very simple ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy. Right. Within a half hour, you can have great pasta.
I want to see your gnocchi recipe. That's what I'm going to go check out.
Okay. It's National Sandwich Day. What did you bring? And can we go to Nino's and get what you brought here for us?
Absolutely. So we brought you our famous Italian submarine sandwich today.
That's going to go
home with
me.
The bread was made fresh this morning at our commissary. We also brought you our famous chicken salad, Nino's chicken salad.
Famous. People love that.
Yes.
I go there. I will drive there just for that. I love it.
And Chef Nick baked fresh croissants this morning, so you can put that right on the sandwich.
Well, well, well.
We brought you a charcuterie board to start thinking about the holidays here, where you can order some of our trays. We also brought you a party mix, assorted popcorn that we make at the store, our Chex mix, our tortilla chips with our 7-layer dip, and our famous chocolate chip cookies.
Awesome. I could totally see this for holiday or for like a Lions
tailgate
or something.
Totally.
I love when it's easy and you can just pick something up and then you can hang. We were talking about this with your family and not spend all the time in the kitchen. So if Nino, you guys at your store can make it for me, I'm in.
And to finish it off, we brought you a beautiful fruit platter, okay, with assorted fresh fruit that we cut daily at the store.
I love that there's figs.
Yeah.
That's like the Italian staple right there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Figs are.
You're informing me.
Oh, have you ever had a fresh fig?
I think so.
Okay.
Right. Or you're going to have one today.
Yeah.
It looks like I will.
Come here, Jamie, eat this.
What about Thanksgiving? Are there things there that people can order? Because that holiday is around the corner.
Yeah, so we just launched a great Thanksgiving giveaway where you come in store, you apply, you can win the entire dinner. You can either pick it up completely cooked or you can take a gift card and buy everything that you need if you love to cook yourself. No purchase necessary. You come on in store, fill out a ballot, drop it in. November 20th, we'll call. You know, we have two winners per store in all four locations.
Okay. This is kind of a layman's question. I'm not in the business. How do you know how much to order? That people are going to want this much, you know, fruit or whatever?
So we hire great people. We're surrounded by wonderful, talented individuals, and we're blessed to have them around us. And they help every single day to take the proper inventory to make sure we're making the proper purchases to keep things fresh.
I mean, it's always fresh. So obviously you have the right people in that role. It's just a really great store. And I love the history that your dad started in, and it's just grown. And what does the family say about how much it's grown?
We're very proud. Definitely very proud.
If Nino was here, he'd be very proud of us. We carried on, you know, 22 years ago, we built our Clinton Township store when he passed away. And we've been continuing the growth, building our store in Bloomfield in 2019. And now we're working on our newest store in Livonia and hoping to have it open by the end of the year.
Very cool.
With a great collaboration with the Schoolcraft College.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Cool, because they have that culinary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're excited to work with the school and the students, and it's going to be a great relationship.
It was fun chatting with you for Monday Munchies. Is there anything that we've missed that you would like to leave people with on this Monday, November 3rd?
Come on in store and make sure you fill out that ballot to give that great Thanksgiving giveaway.
And thank you for shopping with us. And thank you to all of our wonderful employees.
That's nice.
I will tell you, fun holiday hack. We do the seven fishes, the Italian seven fishes.
Right.
I may or may not have come to you guys to get a couple of the fish dishes because it's so good there and it takes so much off of my plate for Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
I'd buy five prepared fishes and maybe make two.
Yeah, right.
That's how I would. All right. Well, Andrea Nicolella and Frank Nicolella, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us and bringing this wonderful spread.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And Renee, thanks for joining me this morning as the two guys left me and it was just me, but I think we had a great morning.
We had a good morning. We could do this. We got it.
We got it. And I'm not sure if Chris will be back tomorrow, but if not, I got Renee here. So thank you all for listening. Kevin is next.